week two underway, so mm-hmm. how are we feeling, like, roughly a week in, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, now that we have pads on, it's a little different, but I think the guys are doing a really good job. The coach is doing a great job coaching them up. It's a really good film. I would have to say we probably have way more in terms of install with our offense and defense than we've had in years past, and it's hurting some of the young guys that haven't been around, but it's just kind of, we just have to do it that way to get the team ready. So if there's mistakes, it's mostly the young guys. And we had some administrative mistakes today, a bobbled snap, offsides, false starts, stuff like that. So we'll clean that up, but that's part of it. It's got to be a lot better in terms of execution and not making those type of mistakes.
We talked to Aaron on Friday and said he was really focused on installing quickly, but then repping things over and over again. Is that a philosophy team-wide?
Yeah, and I think the mistakes are fixable in terms of just focus. The other mistakes that are happening is getting the guys an opportunity to make plays. And so I know there's a lot going in there, and it benefits the guys that have been around longer and been used to this offense and defense. And so the young guys, it's one of those things where the classroom has to move as fast as what we need to get done, rather than and a lot of those guys just have to drink from a fire hose right now. Just get used to it, and I think they'll get, the more they study, the more they spend time on it, I think the easier it'll be. And they're getting reps, and we'll just have to keep working with it. But it's good film for us to work on, and I know eventually the younger guys will benefit from it.
In your eyes, have any of the quarterbacks separated themselves in the quarterback battle?
In some ways, it seems like they kind of go back and forth, and so I don't know if it's enough yet to separate them. But it's also difficult when you're working with the one O-line compared to working with the twos. And so we're taking that into account, also with the receivers and the DBs, so that are going against them. So when we factor it all in, it's more who can get the team to execute the best and make sure that we're not making mistakes. But a lot of that is not the quarterback. I think the quarterback's doing a great job, and I would say all four of them. We made some mistakes today, threw some picks, but it's okay. I think that's more defense making plays than anything else. But I'm really pleased with the way the progress. I want to see the progress of the quarterback position with all those guys. And I talked about the four quarterbacks, but it's also with Cole Hagan. So all the guys are getting better, and I think the quarterback position is improving quite a bit every day.
Do you want to see a scrimmage before you make any decisions on the quarterback, and how do you plan on pulling up the reps with that on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll have live work, and then I mean each quarterback will have time with the one O-line, the one receiver. So that, I think that will be when we see real football and see tackling. I mean, the quarterbacks won't be live, especially those two, but I think we can kind of gauge from when the team is going first, second, third down. Right now it's all situational. Once we get to running drives and sustaining drives and getting points on in a scrimmage type of situation, it'll be better for us to kind of focus on that and maybe look at the competition when we get to that point.
Kwani, you bring in transfers hoping, looking for them to contribute, but what difference does it have when you bring a transfer in and then they get a year in the system, the Keelans, the Dariuses? Mm-hmm. How big of a jump do you see from those guys, even though they're veterans when they first arrive?
It makes a big difference, and you can see it in the guys and how comfortable they are. I think a guy like Witten Lapuaho, you can see it even in spring ball and even throughout the season once they get more comfortable to the offense. Jake's the same way, Jake Retzloff, and so that's the natural process, is that they're going to be more comfortable with the playbook and feel more comfortable with their role. And so some of the guys, they don't have the comfort. But I think if you're a defensive player that played at Weber State, like Eddie Hecker did for us last year and Cam, then a guy like Jack's going to be able to function at a high level right away. So, but with the offensive defense, I think the key is finding a role for them and allowing them to compete, but finding a role that they can actually help our team gain some victories.